We're here with Elizabeth Williams from the Atlanta Dream. The team is off to a very good start record-wise. Overall, what has the unit done well to have the good start to the season?
I think in general we've just played well together. We've had good chemistry. We like playing with each other. So we've had each other's back, especially on defense.
How's your adjustment been to the Dream on and off the court so far for you?
It's been really good. This trade has worked out really well. I think we put a lot of pieces together. I think I'm excited to be in Atlanta, and I really like this group of girls.
Now, when the trade goes down like that, what are your initial reactions? Is it disappointment in being traded, or look at it as another opportunity for you? What were your emotions going through that?
I saw it as another opportunity. I think my agent put it well, and she said, I mean, if you're getting traded, it means you have value. So I tried to look at it like that and come in and say, all right, the expectations for me are to come in and make an impact. So that's how I wanted to look at it.
You've taken advantage of it, going above your career averages in all categories. Has it been just the opportunity being with an organization like Atlanta, more playing time? What do you think have been some of the factors in your success individually?
Oh, I think it's just a myriad of things, like having the chance to play here, being able to play more. I think playing overseas, I gained a lot of confidence over there, so all of those factors coming in together.
What are some of the tougher adjustments just as a post player, or some of the things that you have to work on just on the court that has made this adjustment, you know, easier for you? What have you think you've done positively?
Just being strong in the post. I mean, these are big women here, you know, and really strong. So trusting what I'm capable of doing, and you know, using my athleticism to my advantage. Just a lot of different things.
Has it been helpful to have a player like Angel and Sancho, some other, you know, post players that help you with that, this adjustment here in Atlanta?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Sancho's been playing for so long, and she doesn't say much, but when she talks, like, it's usually something really important. So I just try to listen to her and follow her lead, and Angel's a talker, so she's always got something to say.
I guess Sancho has an international commit coming up soon. Do you see your just more reliance on you for that post presence here with the Dream while
yeah.
she's away?
Yeah, I think everyone's going to have to pick it up a little bit, even the guards, just because, like, she's just a big veteran presence. So, in the post, I mean, I'm going to have to step up a bit and just kind of do what I've been doing.
The last game you had, yeah, a disappointing loss to Washington at home. You had a 6-8 winning streak. That was snapped. Was that a type of loss that you can use to your advantage, see your deficiencies, and prepare for these upcoming contests?
Yeah, that was definitely a loss that we're going to learn from. A lot of things that we didn't do that we have been doing, and so that's what hurt us. So once we get back to doing what we know we should be doing, and especially against a team like Minnesota that's really efficient, if we can do the little things, we'll be fine.
You mentioned Minnesota and then Connecticut. What's the team working to get better at as you prepare for these two home games this coming weekend?
Just being really sharp, whether it's offensively taking care of the ball, defensively always focusing on boxing out, talking, and just having fun.